Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that better?
Yes, could you provide me with your name?
Darcy Murphy.
Okay, ma'am, and for security purposes, could you go ahead and verify the address on that account?
I don't have an account. That's why I'm trying to tell you I don't have an account.
Okay, ma'am,
With you guys.
if you made a purchase from us, I have to get your information to see if you're in the system. It's not that you have an account, you just may be in the system.
I didn't receive anything from you guys. That's the problem. My credit card was charged twice, a $495 and an $89.95 maybe. I didn't receive anything. I haven't ordered from you guys.
Okay, ma'am, in order for me to proceed with helping you on the account, you have to verify the address on the account.
Okay, my address is 750 East Stillwater Avenue, Space 39, Fallon, Nevada, 89406.
Okay, ma'am, I do see that you made a purchase from us for White Pony Oasis Wellness Trinity Skin on 5/22/2020 for $495 at a shipping and handling purchase. And what was the problem with that, ma'am?
Okay, I haven't received anything, and I have two charges on my account, a $495 charge and an $89 charge, or $86 or $89, I'm not one of the two.
Okay, ma'am, I do see the charges that you're speaking of, and it goes back to the trial that you began on 5/22/2020. I do see here where you paid $495 to begin the trial. Now, it does state in the terms and conditions that it is a 14-day trial where we ship you out a 30-day supply to try the product to see if it's something that's going to work for you. In the event that you decide our product is not for you or you just decide you don't wish to continue, it does state that you have to cancel within your trial period to avoid being billed for the product and which you pay the shipping and handling on, as well as in-road and auto bill and auto ship.
Okay, well, I don't know that because I didn't order it. I didn't order it, I haven't received anything, and I do not authorize charges.
Okay, ma'am, well, how has the product been working for you?
I haven't received the product.
Okay, let me check and see. Okay, ma'am, due to coronavirus, we have had a backup on our shipment, on many shipments, so your shipment should be en route. I'm going to track that shipment for you.
Okay, I don't want the product. I don't want to pay the charges. I don't want anything.
Well, ma'am, it does say that your package was delivered on May 27th.
I did not receive anything, but I do not want the product, and I do not authorize the charges. I do not want it. I do not want any product. I don't want any product.
Okay, ma'am, well, what I could do for you today is offer you a 30-day hold on the account as well as an additional free bottle so that you could go ahead and give our product a try. Mm-hmm. It is our natural and natural use to help reduce fine lines.
I do not want the product, and I do not want the $89 charge.
Okay, ma'am, well, due to the fact that you did agree to the terms and conditions on the account, there's nothing we can do about the $89.95 charge. We do have a no-refund policy as stated in the terms and conditions that you have agreed with.
You're not listening to me. I did not get a product.
Ma'am, you did order the product as stated here on the files that we have that you placed the order for a product on 5/22/2020. You paid for the shipping and handling.
I didn't order it, and I didn't get a product, and I don't want a product. And I never authorized it.
Okay, ma'am. Well, according to the terms and conditions, you did agree to them, and we do have a no-refund policy.
No, I didn't agree to them.
and what I could do for you today.
I'm recording this phone call. Just so you know, I got to legally tell you that I'm recording this phone call also.
Okay.
But I will take this as far as I have to go.
Okay, ma'am, what I can do for you today?
I did not authorize it. I did not get a product. I don't want a product. None of it. None. And I never authorized it.
Okay, ma'am, well, I'm sorry about that. We do have a no refund policy, and it's stated in terms of conditions.
I'm not trying to return anything. I don't have anything to return. I'm not trying to return anything.
We have a no refund policy.
I don't have any. I'm not trying to return anything. I don't have anything. Can you please put me through to your manager, please?
Okay, ma'am. If you were to speak with our manager, they would inform you of the same policies that that we use throughout our company. What I can do for you today is offer you a 35% discount. I mean, 35% refund on the purchase that you made.
No, I do not want a product. I do not want a product. I don't have a product. I don't need a product.
Okay, ma'am. So what would you like to do about the account today?
I wanted my $89 back.
Well, ma'am, we have a no refund policy. What I could do for you?
Okay, but I'm not like a refund is something that if I authorize you for the charge, I didn't.
In the terms and conditions that you agreed to, you did authorize for auto bill and auto ship.
I didn't authorize you to charge my card. I didn't agree to anything because I didn't authorize the charge. I don't know how this happened, but I know I didn't authorize it.
Okay, well, did someone in your house possibly make the...
There's no one in my house. I live alone.
Okay, ma'am, well, since you did not authorize it, you say you don't want the product anymore, what I could do is just cancel the account for you.
Well, definitely cancel my account, yes. But what about my $89? I get nothing for $89 for what? I didn't get anything.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am, but we do have a no refund policy.
Well, I know you have a policy for fraud, and that's what this would be under. I get a dissatisfied customer, but I'm not a customer. I'm not a dissatisfied customer. So that's a refund, but this is under fraud department. Fraud.
Okay, ma'am. Well, could you verify the email address on the account?
How do I know? I don't have an account.
Could you verify the email address that you would have used?
Murphy, MURPHY0043@gmail.com.
Okay, ma'am. And what about the address?
I just gave you my address before that.
Could you re-verify it for me?
750 East Stillwater Avenue, Base 39, Fallon, Nevada, 89406.
Okay, do you have more than one email address that you use?
That's the one I mainly use, right there.
Okay, ma'am, and what about the phone number on the account?
My phone number is the number that you called me at. That's my phone number.
775-217. Okay, ma'am. Well, everything is matching up, and I'm not understanding how it could be fraud, but what I can do for you today, as you stated, I can go ahead and get the account canceled for you, and we do have a no refund policy, so I would not be able to grant you a refund on today.
Okay, I will be reporting you to all three places, so that's fine. What was your name again?
Okay, ma'am. My name is Kyla. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Could you please hold for a second?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I talked to my supervisor, and I can offer you a 35% refund back on the charges that you were placed on your account.
35%?
Yes, ma'am.
Really? Yeah, you can do that, but I'm still reporting you because 35% is nothing on an 89 charge that I didn't authorize. That's $90. I'm disabled. You know, there's laws in place to protect us.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am, but you did agree to the terms and conditions on your account.
No, I didn't. I told you I didn't. I wouldn't. Why would I be calling if I did? That's stupid. I called you guys. I tried to resolve this, but I did not authorize it, and I definitely didn't authorize $89. So, yeah, please, cancel whatever. I don't want any product, nothing. But I will be reporting it to all three places. Because it's not right. So please make sure you cancel whatever, cancel, delete it, get rid of my whatever's there. I don't know. I don't want anything. And I do not authorize anything.
Okay, ma'am. Well, my supervisor did inform me that I could go ahead and up it to a 50% refund on your account.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I go ahead and notate your account.
All right.
Okay, ma'am, I did go ahead and get everything canceled on account as well as a 50% refund. You should see the funds showing back up in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there any other way I can further assist you on today?
No, that's it. You close out the account, right? No more account, right?
Yes, ma'am. Also, could I ask you, where did you see the ad for this product?
I didn't. I keep telling you that. I don't know. I didn't.
Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry about that, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.